In this bulletin, the government dumps union-busting laws as the Prime Minister seeks industry support for a workplace shake-up. Two Sydney schools evacuated after students test positive for COVID-19, and a rugby league star banned after testing positive to performance-enhancing drugs. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Scott Morrison has foreshadowed major changes to the labour market and skills training under a plan to revive the economy. He says as a show of good faith and willingness to negotiate with all industry groups, the government will not pursue its controversial so-called union-busting ensuring integrity bill in the Senate. Outlining his JobMaker scheme in a speech to the National Press Club, Mr. Morrison says the country needed workers better trained for the jobs that businesses were looking to create. He likened the current economy to a hospital patient that's been put into the intensive care unit.
You've got to get it off the medication before it becomes too accustomed to it. We must enable our businesses to earn Australia's way out of this crisis. And that means focusing on the things that can make their businesses go faster.
As well as an overhaul of skills training, the federal government will also work with the states, business groups and unions to work out the best tax, industrial relations and regulatory systems for stimulating investment and creating jobs. Labor has branded the Prime Minister's vision for labor reform as little more than marketing slogans. Deputy Leader Richard Marles says Scott Morrison's speech left many questions unanswered.
And ultimately, all we really got of substance was that the Prime Minister has booked the room. Well, that's all well and good. Now, it's fine about getting people around the table, but I think the Prime Minister needs to be upfront about what it is that he exactly is talking about in terms of industrial relations reform. When he talks about simplifying awards, what does that mean in terms of the security of workers' employment?
Two schools in Sydney's eastern suburbs have been evacuated after students tested positive to coronavirus. The closures of Moriah College and Waverley College come a day after pupils in New South Wales returned to full-time face-to-face learning. Waverley College Deputy Principal Patrick Brennan says all students have been sent home.
Waverley College has been preparing for COVID-19 for months, and we have the procedures in place to deliver schooling online in the event of an extended closure.
Queensland has also reported a new coronavirus case that's believed to be another linked to the Ruby Princess. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the Cairns woman was a passenger on the ship and may have carried the dormant virus for 12 weeks before falling ill.
We're monitoring that one very closely to work out if it's directly related to the Ruby Princess or whether it has been acquired in Cairns some other way. But at the moment, we are thinking it is from the Ruby Princess.
In Victoria, a teacher has tested positive for COVID-19 as schools begin a staggered return to in-class learning. The Keilor Downs Secondary College teacher has not been at the school. The New Zealand capital Wellington has been shaken by an earthquake for a second day. The magnitude 5.2 earthquake struck just northwest of the city of Levin, an hour's drive north of the capital. Only yesterday, a 5.8 magnitude earthquake sent tremors through the same area. To sport and in rugby league, Cronulla centre Bronson Sherry has been provisionally suspended under the league's anti-doping policy after testing positive to banned substances. The NRL says the 19-year-old tested positive to exogenous testosterone and four other banned drugs when he was tested by the Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority last November. He'll now have the chance to get his B sample analysed in a bid to clear his name. The Sharks take on the West Tigers this Saturday as the league restarts its suspended competition. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers and 21 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Melbourne, a possible shower, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16 degrees. Canberra, much the same, 15. Wollongong, a possible morning shower and 19. Similar in Sydney, 20. A shower or two for Newcastle, 20 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns mostly sunny, 27, and Darwin also mostly sunny and 31. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.